Oh, I love you. Yeah, unfortunately, the front one, it seemed like when it was wilted, some things got to it. Chopped off some of the stalks. I don't know how, what that's ultimately going to do, but it is what it is. Gonna start pulling something together. I gotta throw this away real fast. Pardon me. Is that mush face? Well, maybe she found someplace else to take her kittens. Oh, what's this?
Trash.
Is this from my kid? What not? Can't tell. Cause I'm walking. I'll find another place to throw it.
When we come back, we can grab it and throw it in the trash.
Oh, yes, ma'am. As you wish. I sorry. Wasn't thinking right. Apologize. So yeah. I don't know. Yeah, that's our new thing there, hanging on the wall. Yeah, I know. It's like, well, that's a really convenient spot, but oh well. I guess it's the best we can get. What, pain?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Don't work yourself
out. Okay. Well, if this is the only guys left, they've been doing pretty good. Yeah? Okay. Something inside there that somebody just really wanted? Makes you wonder, it doesn't have a plate on it. It's like, what the heck is this? But, you know, may have been one that they got for, you know, because it's damaged for cheap. But usually windows aren't that big of a deal. Anyway, I don't know. I did. Seem to recall doing it. I might have absentmindedly relocked it. But it might be open. Makes life worth living, huh? So yeah. Well, let's see what happens with Mesa Lands. I would venture that nothing will happen. Huh? Oh no, yeah.
And then
he'll probably win his lawsuit for.
And then close it down.
I don't think so. I don't. Yeah. That's part of the fun. No, I don't think anything's gonna stop. I think he's gonna win his lawsuit. At least partially. It means, yeah. It's like people when they say, we should clean up City Hall, and they go, oh no. All of my good friends have jobs there. No. I like the level of corruption they have. That was something I never understood about the appeal of Gadiant and Robert, you know, and their basic thing, which says, join us in our activities. The water's warm here, you know, and that seemed to be really effective. And, you know, I think that's what it is about, you know, small town corruption. You know, they go, well, you know, they go, well, we find it, and you go, nobody's interested in finding it. Too many people profit off of it. You know, a lot of people's incomes are based on it. To some extent, that's kind of true. But not terribly. Like, you don't shop here hardly any, so you're not paying the exorbitant taxes that are charged here. You know, you tend to go to Clovis, where the taxes are cheaper. Yeah. That's true. So that's considered a typical price to pay for traveling, tourism, stuff like that, right? That's why resort towns are so terrible that way. High taxes and all that, and you go, you know, the people who come here, it's just an accepted part of life that you have to pay more for these things. But you go, that doesn't take into account the poor schmucks that have to actually live and work there. That's why so many people don't. You'll see people in beat up old cars, driving in every day from someplace else, because they end up living someplace else, because they can't afford to live there. And that's kind of the Faustian bargain you make when you decide to be a tourist town. No, but they behave like it is because they can. You know? Well, all that tax gets paid by people who come. They stay at our motels, which we charge them a big premium. Well, oh, no, nobody stays there. Like Ashwin, most of his place is weeklies for people who are so down their luck they can't get anything better. Yeah, you know, and the Red Lodge Inn doesn't even function as a motel anymore. They stopped doing that a long time ago. You can't just go and ring a bell and say, I want to stay a night. They'll look at you stupid. They'll go, no, this is weekly or monthly. This is rental.
Yeah, Don was saying that there's a couple that
live in
there.
Yeah.
That have been there for 5 years.
I know. And those guys will pay that horrible rate because they don't have a choice. Their credit is gone. If anybody pulls a credit report on people like that, they just, you know, it's like, well, no, I'm not gonna rent to you. Or whatever. They might have been in public housing, but they might have screwed that up. And these are the kind of places you go when you've just hit flat rock bottom. And you're going, are you getting ripped off? And they go, yeah. But that's what happens. It's one step above being homeless.
How clear
today. Oh, yeah.
What makes the difference?
You can see some stuff.
Can you
go away? Oh. So Andy's still waiting for parts for that. Do you think you'll ever get them? Yeah. I think there might be 5 or 6 things going against it, like the whole thing of the college has been exposed and they're all... The rats aren't jumping ship yet, but they're certainly trying to probably milk all the money they can out of it before it just gets folded up. Maybe. There's a couple of ways it can go. It's been being used as a cash cow. The big question is, everybody has to ascertain how much corruption they're going to tolerate. The state of New Mexico, when they talk about the auditors and stuff like that, I think the only person that was even trying to be, you know, honest about things was John. And he said, the auditors are going to come and get us. And you're going, dude, the auditors are so paid off. They said, they're not going to do a thing. I said, so John is going to get the only thing that's going to be got out of it, which is, you know, his lawsuit may damage the place. Which maybe maybe the best thing. Anyway, you know what everybody up there says, we're doing a noble thing. You know, this is a really inexpensive place to get an education. And nobody's talking about whether it's a, you know, how good the education is. That's not on the table. It's a misappropriation of funds. And John wasn't willing to play the game. And so, yeah, they'll have to pay him, but are things going to change? They go, no. Go, because these guys think they're doing a beautiful thing by hiding all this money and reallocating it and stuff like that. And to a certain extent, state auditors look the other way. As long as it's not egregious and embarrassing to the state, they tend to look the other way. You know? So, yeah. And you go, yeah. Are we in a tough place? Oh, yeah. And you go, but is somebody good going to come in and clean things up? And you go, no. Trust me. Yeah, John's attempts to do so will probably not do anything. As in all larger organizations, I think to a certain extent kind of behave this way. And yeah, there is no interest in really fixing such things, because do you really want to get rid of a big business? Do you really want that many jobs lost? And you go, it's not going to happen. It's gotten to a certain point. You know, the city council is going to come in and beg and plead to just kind of let things go. The auditor will do something to save face. The state will say, oh, that's horrible. And, yeah. And then it'll all die down. And, yeah, things just kind of proceed as they always have. So no, I don't think anything's going to happen. Is John going to get his money? Probably. Kind of like Mom did. But it'll be settled out of court, like Mom's was, you know. They'll just... And they may go and poke and prod a little bit and say, oh, and threaten him, you know. Just like we do with Mom. There's a lot of threats going around. Mom stuck to her guns, because that's the kind of person Mom is. And they finally said, yeah, they've offered this, and gag order, just so you don't never talk about it, or else you have to give back all the money. And it's like, okay, forget it. I'll take the money. Are you corrupt? And you go, well, I don't know. Maybe. This is what you were asking for. Was compensation. They offered you some. Are you willing to take it and just let sleeping dogs lie? And it usually goes that way. So yeah. Because what basically happened was, John was saying, hey, there's huge, there's issues and problems here, and you get into big trouble. And I'm totally willing to go to the press to say, to force you guys to do it. And that's why they got rid of him. And so, yeah, is he going to get Is he going to get some compensation? Oh, yeah. He's going to get a wad of money, and don't ever talk about this again. And that's going to be the deal. And it's up to him whether he takes it or whether he decides to. So, yeah. No, I think he'll come out of it fine. Although, if he would have just kept his mouth shut and not sued them, he would probably be able to get another job. His thing now is that, yeah, he's probably made it so that he can never be a college president ever again. Because I, as far as I'm aware of, all colleges played him. You alright, Matt? Oh, dang dragonflies. Ah. So, yeah. That's my take on it. Is I think ultimately he'll just win an undisclosed reward and award. In fact, usually as part of these things, there's even somewhat of a gag order to even say that you had won anything in it. Because, you know, the system does not want whistleblowers. It doesn't matter if there's rules on the books that say you can't punish a whistleblower. It doesn't matter. They still don't want them. Yeah. You know, and that's true everywhere. So it's like, okay. Who?
The guy stuck in Washington.
Oh, Snowden. Sorry, I didn't hear you. I apologize. Yes. And he's smart to stay there. Of course, it's tricky. I don't know how he lives. And I don't think the Russians... The only reason why the Russians took him in is because it's a black eye to the U.S. And you're going, at some point, that's not going to be very interesting. So, and yeah, nobody's going to take him very seriously anymore. Although he does tend to get speaking gigs, which I guess is what he lives off of. Is the fact that he takes a remote speaking gig. Smart fella, you know, autistic probably, you know. That's still a diplomatic thing. Everybody says, well, it's quieted down. Snowden's really not talking about it much anymore. He talks about other things now. And everybody keeps saying, can he come back to the U.S.? And they said, if he does, we'll throw him in the darkest prison it's ever been. As a warning to others who would ever dare do this. Says, yeah. And you go, yeah. Says, is he ever coming home? Says, oh, heck no. He better get himself a nice Russian girlfriend. I said, get married, have kids, get yourself some of that Siberian land, and get on with your life, man. Says, 'cause yeah, the powers that be, you know, I don't care who's the president, I don't care any of that. You know, Trump's already kind of, people floated to him, and it's like, I'm not going to get involved in that. And you go, yeah, he says, that was your only hope, to get some kind of pardon from him. And you go, but yeah. The deep state cannot tolerate people like you. Cannot. It interesting. A lot of people of my ilk decide to be transgendered. Not me. The biggest problem, and that's why it's like, dude, get a religion. And you sit there and you go, oh, I've thought about this and I don't trust religion. Yeah, I says, because you're going to go transgender. I says, they all do. Because you don't exactly fit in your skin. But to a certain extent, that can be repented of. There's no restoration coming, but it doesn't matter. You know, plenty of flat-chested women, too. They just don't often do it voluntarily. Or purposefully. Anyway. And she has decided that having... That was what got her worse, was the whole fact that she decided to not have a decent belief system. It's workable. Whether it's Latter-day Saint or any other. It says, those belief systems keep us from doing stupid things in the hard times. That we choose a better course. It says, you threw years away, therefore, you do some pretty stupid things. Because you have no moral compass. You really don't. And you go, that's sad. Because you were certainly offered and encouraged to use it. You know, oh, well, Joseph Smith, he had all his wives.
One wife.
Oh, yeah.
He had more than one wife.
Well... I'm not going to go with it. I'm not. You can go that tech. That's fine. If you're just trying to be a pragmatic person on this one, which I'm not, but if you were, it's like, are Mormons bad people? And you go, no. It says, even if you think they are duped and getting taken advantage of, it says, are they bad people? No. And you go, that's probably the biggest reason why it wouldn't be a problem to be a Mormon. All this other stuff is other people. It says, trust me, your friends that are so anti, it says, they do it because there's money and a claim in being one of those. You know, it says it certainly answers to standing up to the man and stuff like that. And you go, it's really lightweight. It makes you look really good. And there's absolutely no negative side to it. The church will do nothing to you. I said, so, I'm sorry. I consider... pulling this stunt and doing so openly and explaining to people all of the evils of it. And I said, man, it's a freaking recording. I can buy the recording for you and you can just play it. All the things about it. This is what Mormon Church isn't true. And you go, so what? I said, what you're attaching yourself to isn't true either. So I'm kind of confused about you into thinking that, yeah, changing your gender is going to somehow make you feel better about yourself, and you're going to fit better, and you're going, you're not going
to
fit better.
Yeah,
says, and that's primarily their job, is to make you feel good about what you've done, or about the situation as it stands now. And you're going, you know, if you would have been going to the therapist before you decided to do this, they wouldn't have told you to be transgendered. They would have said, I wouldn't go for that way. But that's inappropriate to talk about, right? If somebody thinks about it, that means they probably need to do it, right? And they'll be encouraged. And you go, yeah. It says, it's just silly. I said, and Shayna, it's just another religion. I said, yeah. And you are just as silly about it as you are about anything else. It says, and that's fine. It says, at least choose something to be silly about that may what they teach is the Word of God. I do. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, and people were telling her all the time how stupid she was and pointing out her things. She was in the Bible Belt, and she wasn't going anyplace else. Well, it's because that's cool to say. It's independence. You know? And you're going... He said, there's a lots of ways to be independent. And you go, that one wasn't very smart because you went off and did something that's pretty demonstrably stupid. He says, the only thing is, people are too scared to tell you that. Parents would tell you that. He says, but you were at the perfect time. Anything your parents told you, you are going to reject. Just by nature, you're going to do it. And you go, yeah. He says, that's fine, whatever. You go, yeah, Shayna. He says, but it is indicative that you really don't care about these things. And you go, and that's right. This is the celestial kingdom is not had casually. The exaltation is certainly not had casually. You can't just show up at church and, you know, say, oh, it's a good Mormon. Don't I deserve that? And you go, no. It's something more. And we tried to tell you that. Here's the tricky part, though. We have to live in this world, you know, and this world is really weird about diplomacy and stuff like that. So that's why I usually call the brethren the diplomats of the church. Can they say everything they'd like to say? Oh, heck no. Why not? Because, you know, the church would be cast out of every country. We'd be a bunch of, you know. So they only say half. They only say a powdered version of what's going on, and that's why they say, God, learn how to get revelation. God is going to have to fill in the gaps of the stuff we really can't even talk about anymore. You know, people go, wow, Brigham Young and those guys, Joseph Smith and Brigham Young and those guys could set all kinds of stuff. Wow. And you go, how come our guys don't say it today? He says, it's because they can't. They're trying to get into every country in the world. They're trying to. How many times was he in jail? In this day and age. Yeah. Yeah. It's a different dynamic now. And you go, yeah. And you're going, I'm not expecting the brethren to do anything too radical. even if that would be consistent with the gospel and with Christ. I understand that. They're writing a very fine line. And it is. It says, you want to know more? Talk to God. It's like that whole thing when I said, so, if I don't come to church because I don't want to wear the mask, it says, how much, what kind of problems will that create? I said, we do have an interesting philosophy that we have to obey the civil government. And you go, if I'm choosing not to put myself in positions where I would have to show my obedience, you know, is this going to have repercussions? It says, I know there's a question on the church thing, and the answer is supposed to be yes and no. It says, do you attend all your meetings that you're expected to attend? And if I say no, then am I not going to get my temple recommend? You know, and Andy tried to play the, oh, we would never do that kind of card. And you go, uh-huh. It says, I'm not trying to be rude at all. It says, things like this happen every day. Said, so that's why I'm asking the question. And I'm quasi-autistic. These things bother me. Other people, they just go blithely about their lives and say, no, I'm a good person. I'm going to always have a temple recommend. And you go, it isn't always tied strictly to being good. It's tied to other things, too. Says, there's people. Says, I know we've been discounting the whole concept of being less active. In fact, during this time, you can't tell the difference. That's why I say with Sam, you know, he says, oh, I haven't darkened the door of the church in a year or two. And you go, you know what? Today, that doesn't even matter. He says, if you went to go get a temple recommend, chances are, if you haven't been, you know, surfing porn or committed adultery or something like that, you'd probably get a temple recommend today. Because, to a certain extent, they can't count your church attendance. Nobody can attend church right now. So it makes it kind of a weird question to ask. The whole thing that they're doing right now, which is your quarterly report, Salt Lake's just going to put the numbers for this time last year. And you're going, I understand. I said, the allocation of funds and whether someplace gets is a ward or a branch ultimately is run by an algorithm to a certain extent. At least I think the presentation of certain things is done by an algorithm. And they don't want to screw up the algorithm, and they don't want to really mess with it either. I understand that completely. You go, is it honest? And you go, that's not a question of honest. And saying that they're having a lot more people show up than they are, trying to get a bigger building or trying to get a bigger budget allocation. Crap like that. Oh yeah. You want to find that one. Yeah, it's just an indication that, yeah, these sorts of things are done by an algorithm. Some computer spits this stuff out, sends up warning flags at least, and they're just saying, I don't want to see a bunch of warning flags. So we're going to act like, at least as far as the computer's concerned, that everything's going on as it always has. Even if your town has gotten significantly smaller, and your ward has gotten significantly smaller, during this period, that's not going to matter. Boy, it's going to hit you in the pants when it finally comes. I don't know how they're going to really work that one, but, you know, that's part of the fun. And you go, yeah, and that's why the brethren, I think it's so wise, and they're so good, and I do think they're terribly inspired. It's great. Sorry, terribly sounds bad. I think they're very inspired. All the stuff about home-based, church-supported, I said, yes, that's the right thing going forward. Like when those guys say, well, when are we going to get Sunday school back? And you go, I don't know if we ever will. It's going to become very obvious soon that although it's mentioned vaguely from Moroni, that doesn't mean that we've got to do it. And we're kind of, even when we start going back, we're going to kind of get people habituated to only coming for sacrament meetings. And yeah, you're going to see a lot of...
Isn't this one way the Lord can separate the Japanese?
I don't know. I don't know if this is a good indicator of that. Does going to Sunday school on Sunday indicate you're a better person? I don't know. Probably not. I'm not saying it's not going to happen. I'm just saying... Don't be surprised if it doesn't come back. The Lord has His own scale. We're just trying to help people do what the Lord wants. And it's funny because church attendance really has nothing to do with it. I'm sorry, what? Right. And I think you'll see more people doing that. Because, you know, I'll feel really guilty if I don't do it. And you go, that's not bad, but that's not really what the Lord wants, ultimately. He says it's fine. It's not a bad thing to do. But yeah, if that's all the reason you do it, if that's the only motivation, then it's nothing. Christ made that quite clear. You know, you're just doing stuff because you've always done it. That's always been the Jews' problem. They just did it because they always did it. In fact, some of the Jews, the actual things that they're doing has no meaning except culturally. This is when we get together and we eat food and we have a great time. We drink wine and we really whoop it up. We have a great time. And you go, but you're supposed to remember the wonderful things God has done for you. Said, don't do it by rote. Do it and remember. It's like sacrament meeting. You keep telling people, do you even listen to the sacrament prayers? Oh, I don't know. Somebody else is saying. And you go, it's all about remembering Christ. And he did. That's what it's there for. That's the ordinance, is a remembrance. I said, it is not going to be something of, like I said, 100% attendance. So I've never missed a sacrament meeting in my life. And you go, that's great, but... Are you remembering Jesus Christ? Are you doing that? Okay, I'm sorry. I guess I get straight to the specifics about what you're supposed to do, not when you're supposed to be doing it. I'm sorry. Yes, it is. That was part of the problem, but the scriptures weren't terribly clear about why that was an issue. I mean, yeah, it sounds bad because it's like, I'm better than everybody else. I'm wonderful, and God blesses me because I'm great, and the poor people are poor because they're evil. And you go, oh yeah, that's bad. They said, but they tend to discount or not think deeply about the fact that doing this only once a week and then walking away and doing whatever it is you're doing. They said, the ordinance itself is not redemptive. And I don't think he keeps track of your sacrament meeting attendance. It's okay that the church does. The church has no other way to determine if things are broken or not. Because trust me, if a stake president gets a list and it's a ward of 300 people and there's 15 people coming to church, they're going to take a look at that bishop and say, what's going on? And it might be because the bishop's a jerk and he's chased everybody off. Who knows? You know, it might be five other things. Who knows? It's just a warning light. That's why I was big into warning lights back in the day. I said, that's all these things are. How much home teaching you do? Just a warning light. People got, you know, it says, trust me, the people who are in charge, one of the reasons why they stopped counting that number and tried to go for something else that might be a little more useful is because leadership just started not even paying attention to the number. Because it was. It says, it was kind of a, it's kind of like a false COVID-19 test positive. You just sit there and you say, I don't pay attention to that piece of information because half the time it doesn't mean anything. It's not useful. You know, people would say, well, I've never been inside those people's homes, but we've got a good relationship outside of it. We do this, we do that, and stuff like that, and that stuff couldn't be counted. And people would come back and say, how come we aren't counting just any old thing? And then people said, well, it doesn't mean anything. People can do nothing and count it. You know? And it's just part of the fact that statistics are not a good measure of anything. But they're pretty good at helping you try to suss out where potential problems may be. And that's what the statistics are for. You know, you are against statistics, some statistics, in the mission. Yes, it has a bad backside, which is missionaries would do stupid stuff just to pad the numbers. You know, stuff wasn't accomplishing anything. But what else did the mission president have to determine if there were problems? It couldn't tell him many problems, but it could tell him some. You know, these people, these guys are not going out, these guys are not doing stuff. We need to get in there and retrain them or help them or encourage them or something. Yeah. And that's why the statistics are there. You know, if your whole mind is on the statistics and some mission presidents, it gets that.
Huh. Yeah, like the night I got a call saying, all the people you're teaching, I want you to go over to them tomorrow and challenge them to baptism. And it's like,
it's because they know they're going to sit on them. Well, they're not ready yet. And you go, let them ascertain it. The actual thing is, if somebody desires baptism, we baptize them. Even if they're not even going to darken the door of the church again. Yes, dear, we do. Oh, thank you. It just depends on which leader, what they do with statistics. Sorry. Some of them are. And they don't think, it's like, it's nothing, but I'm going to get wet. It's fine. We all have this wonderful thing. I was listening to this lady, this girl, 24, 25, Utah. her husband had been on a mission, yada, yada, yada. You know, the whole thing. Go to the temple all the time, go to all the church meetings. It's been callings. I love my callings. I loved all the things I did. And then she decided that she wasn't going to go to church anymore because Joseph Smith had multiple wives and some of them were teenagers and yada, yada, yada. Wow. What is that? Is that actual... That just shows you how cheap fiber is. That's optical cable. I can't use it. In the old days when it was copper, I could use that. Optical cable is worthless to me. And yeah, they just throw it away because it really is that cheap. I know. It's stunning. But it is. It's like, can't do a thing with it. I could, but it wouldn't be worthwhile. It's like, you know. Oh. Anyway. And run, go get stuff. So yeah. So, is it good that they have statistics?